southeast Texas is bracing for extensive flooding as the Brazos River has risen to record levels outside Houston. At least 6 people have been killed. Hundreds of buildings and roads have been damaged. Jeff Braun, the emergency manager for Bend County, told Houston Public Media that the situation is extremely serious.
The water is high. That means all the drainage ditches are high, all the creeks are high. If we get any rain at all, it's going to exacerbate the problem.
Well, the National Weather Service has issued a flash flood watch for many parts of the state and is predicting more rain this week. Jose Luis Jimenez is managing news editor at Here and Now contributor Houston Public Media. He's with us with the latest. Hi, Jose.
Hi, Jeremy.
And it was just a few months ago that Houston had historic flooding because of severe thunderstorms. What's the situation there right now?
That's correct. Like you mentioned earlier, the Brazos River in Fort Bend County continues to rise and evacuations are ongoing. Right now, this morning, it was at 55 feet, and that's a record. And keep in mind that flood stage is at 45 feet. And officials keep predicting that it's going to crest, it's going to start dropping, but as more rain keeps falling up north in the watershed, it keeps running down into Fort Bend County and contributes to the flooding down here. We're talking about more than 100 rescues. About 1,000 properties have been affected, either with water inside the structure or people trapped by high water, and at least 6 schools remain closed, again, because the buildings are either flooded or the roads to the campuses are impassable.
And when you talk about 100 rescues or when we hear about at least 6 deaths, what's going on? What's leading people into these situations? Are they in their car and they drive into water that's just too high?
That's correct. 4 of the deaths are basically that. Fast rising waters, drivers get swept away, and then they're found later on. The 5th death was basically somebody who was found flooded inside a mobile home. And the 6th death was reported this morning. And that was pretty tragic. A 60-year-old high school student who was volunteering to clean up storm debris, he died when a tree limb fell on top of him. So it's kind of a mixture of things.
What are officials telling people about what they should do to stay safe in these floods?
Basically, at this point, they're telling them to get out while they can. Their shelters are open. They can have them temporarily until they can find other circumstances. But again, people, they're voluntary evacuations. So if they want to stay on their own, basically, they're telling them to be prepared to survive inside of your house for about 2 weeks. Because that's basically how long it's going to take for the waters to recede eventually.
Your station, Houston Public Media, has been speaking with residents who've been affected by the flooding. One of them was Claudia Ortiz of Richmond. She said she's been in the area for her whole life. She's 40 years old. She's never seen a situation like this before.
It's risen some, but it's never like even gotten close to this bad. I mean, never, even there's like houses in the back, it never even got close to that. You could see it, I mean, from far away, but never even this close at all.
And Claudia Ortiz saying that she wants to know if officials are actually doing enough to help the water go down more quickly. Is there something that could be done that's not being done in that regard?
You know, Jeremy, they're basically saying these are acts of nature and not much can be done about it at this point. And to be honest with you, it feels like it has not stopped raining since Memorial Day last year, which was the really first big major flooding event. And since then, we'd have several other flooding events. I mean, they have set up a system. There's an extensive system made up of bayous and creeks to deal with the runoff from these storms. But when you literally get feet of rain that have fallen the past 2 months, I mean, sometimes you get a foot of rain in a 24-hour period, officials say there's just not much that can be done about it. But at least one group of residents disagree. They've sued the city of Houston, claiming that they haven't done enough to mitigate the flooding. They accuse city officials of basically having a cozy relationship with developers and not forcing them to mitigate more of the flooding. Of course, the city denies the allegations. And in terms of solutions, there's been some chatter, perhaps buying up these properties that are near these bayous and creeks and rivers. But at this point, it's just chatter.
And at this point, I look at the 7-day forecast in Houston, and I see rain for 6 out of the 7 days.
Yeah, I might be booking a trip out to California. yes, more rain is in the forecast. Some of it directly over greater Houston, but actually a lot of it is to the north of the city. Again, even though it might not feel directly rain on us, any rain north of us falls in that watershed area, like I mentioned earlier, and it's going to come down the bayous, the creeks, and the rivers, which already have too much water in them. And again, the water just has to go somewhere, and unfortunately it goes over the banks and into people's homes and properties.
That's Jose Luis Jimenez, managing news editor at Houston Public Media. Jose, thank you.
Thank you.